27% of Americans experience some disability. 100% are a part of our community. Each has a story. Valley Life for All is building inclusive communities where people of all abilities belong and contribute.
Hi, this is Christy Henderson. I work for the Aspen Hope Center as the outreach coordinator, and I am here to share part of my story today. 6 years ago, I was in crisis, and I was in crisis for a good 6 months, and my mental state just completely deteriorated. I had a complete mental breakdown, and I had friends very concerned who reached out to the Hope Center. And from there, my life completely changed, but for the better. I was treated as a human being, and that is what the Hope Center does. They focus on what that person needs. I didn't leave a mile radius in Basalt for a while because I was scared of what people thought of me. And here I am today. And it took a lot of work. It's not that it was like, oh, I made a phone call and everything's great. It took a lot of work, but I found hope. I encourage people to go to our website, ourhopecenter.org, to really know what our services are, education, and exactly what we do. It's been a year since I started working for the Hope Center, and I decided I'm not going to hold back anything anymore. And I lost one of my best friends to suicide. And I've gone through both sides, and both sides are excruciating to go through, whether you're in that mental state or you've lost someone. I just want to share my story of hope and let people know it is okay to talk about it. Many people think of crisis as a horrific car accident, for example, or, you know, a death or something. It doesn't have to get to that point. Whether it is you're in a suicidal state, need someone to talk to, your stress level has gone through the roof, or you're just having a really bad day, it's okay to reach out. It's okay to feel your feelings and not mask them. I masked my feelings for years. I wanted people to respect me, and I was miserable inside. Being able to feel my feelings and talk to people and share my story, I still have depression, but I don't live in a world of pain anymore that consumes me. Each diagnosis, there's so much more to it than people realize. You know, people throw around the term bipolar, like, oh, she's bipolar, when somebody's up and down all day, or your boss, you know, oh, she's being bipolar again. And reducing the stigma is key because a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. I do have a diagnosis, bipolar 1, and that diagnosis does not define who I am. And I even have never said this on the radio, my diagnosis. The reason I finally did was because if I can't say it out loud, I'm part of the problem. It has changed my life, and I actually embrace my diagnosis now because I'm able to use my voice, and I want people to know you are not alone. And so one thing I just think is so key is education, as a community, educating ourselves, how to talk about mental illness, how to help dissolve the stigma. One conversation can save a life, and one conversation, I do believe, did save my life. Our Hope Line number is 970-925-5858, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A crisis clinician will pick up. You are not alone. We can talk.
Diana Hardy said, "It only takes one voice at the right pitch to start an avalanche." More information about the inclusion campaign is at valleylifeforall.org and on Facebook. Together, our pitch will redefine the perception of challenge.